Well, good Monday morning. Welcome to the WLBB Community Voice Program here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. And this morning, we are streaming live on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. I'm your host, Colin Worthington. Our guest is one of three candidates for the Carrollton Ward 3 City Council seat. And Steve, I'm chugging up the levels here. That should do it. Perhaps that's just how eyes are going. Perhaps it's the mic. But do appreciate you tuning in this morning. Perhaps give you a little reprise from all the discussion about the COVID-19, although I'm sure that we'll be part of our conversation this morning. There you go. That sounded good. Again, Jacqueline Bridges, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. Like I said, one of three candidates looking to fill the vacated Ward 1 City Council seat here in Carrollton. Good morning.
Good morning.
And thank you for coming out here to hang out with us this morning. You and I keeping our social distance, but we do appreciate you coming out to talk about your candidacy. Jacqueline, again, one of three candidates who did qualify for this race. Danielle Fluck and Rodney Ridley, the other two candidates. Both of them have been on the program previous, and hopefully after today's program, you can compare your compare the conversations and make the right choice. Because at this point, it still looks like we're going to have Election Day, although that could change. But we're preparing just in case it doesn't, just so that our listeners and our viewers on the Facebook page do have a good understanding about the about their candidates when they do go to the polls. Jacqueline Lynn Bridges, she is a beautician, I believe owns her own business. Hopefully this morning I'll get some good beard grooming tips as well. But hey, tell us about yourself, Jacqueline, as our guest this morning.
Well, my name is Jacqueline Bridges. As you stated, I am a business owner. I've been in my business for 18 years here in Carr County. I also have a beauty supply store. I've had it for 4 years here in Carr County also. I love what I do, and I love taking care of my clients. Like you said, the grooming tips. But with that being said, though, you know, the business is going to be affected by the COVID-19, of course. Mm-hmm. We also have to take that in consideration that we're going to have to change some things. But the number one thing that I want to tell everybody is you have to think safety first. No matter what we're doing in our businesses, we got to protect ourselves and protect our families and our customers as well. But I've been in the business long enough to know that things go up and down. It changes a lot, you know, through the industry. But this have really, really hit home as far as this COVID-19 here in Carr County.
People would imagine you're a leader in your community as somebody who wants to be on city council.
Yes.
I mean, so they're going to look to you. You know, people could look to you for a little bit of guidance. How about your business right now? How's that operating? Have you made any changes in the last couple of weeks?
Actually, my business is operating pretty decent right now.
Because that's—I mean, it's a touchy-feely business. I mean, it's physical proximity, very close.
I don't. I never ran my business like real cluttery. Mm-hmm. I always make appointments for the clients. Every client basically is on appointments basics. We don't carry a lot of people in the salon at one time, like a whole lot of people. So that's been going very well. Mm-hmm. As far as my business right now.
Are you? Have you seen the numbers of people showing up, though, or setting appointments? Are they going down? Are they confident that, hey, I'm setting an appointment, I might be the only one there?
They are very confident.
Are they?
They are very confident. You know, they keep calling us every day. Are you open for business? Are you open for business? I even had people call me this morning. I want to come and get my hair done this week. Are you open for business? So that's a good thing because I take care of myself as a professional. You know, I put my safety first. And they are confident in me as a leader in this community to keep them safe too.
Mm-hmm. Carrollton City City Council Mayor on Sunday decided to do an emergency resolution to implement the 6-foot distance, social distance, mm-hmm. everywhere. Mm-hmm. Also, no more than 10 people
right.
at a gathering. Also, another one that got some feedback, I guess, online was the restaurants are going to be limited to takeout
right.
orders only. But there was some pushback from that online. It's like, it's a private businesses. Don't let the government impose on them. How do you feel about that? Do you feel like that call by city council yesterday was the right thing to do?
Yes, it's the right thing to do because you got to take the proper protocol. Mm-hmm. And as a leader, we have to put our city and our people first as far as the proper protocol, as far as the safety in the city.
Jacqueline Bridges, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program, one of three candidates running for that vacant Ward 1 City Council seat here in the city of Carrollton. Questions and comments, 678-601-8255, 678-601-TALK is the phone number, mm-hmm. or you can post your questions and comments on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page, and hopefully with the last 8% of battery I have left in my phone, I can take a peek at that during the break. This is the second time that you've sought this seat?
Yes.
Is it okay? Mm-hmm. That was 3 years ago? Because
yeah,
this is
I ran in 2017.
An expired term. And Gerald mm-hmm. Byrd, the incumbent who had that seat for 20 years, mm-hmm. Kept his seat up to that point. What was your initial interest, like 3 years ago, when you got on?
My interest 3 years ago was this, that I know that with my life experience as a resident in Ward 1, that I could change things to a point that it could be better, because, life experience is the best teacher. I was homeless in Ward 1. I was homeless for like 3 years, and I walked the streets, not knowing where I was going to live or, what I was going to do. And it just, my adversity strengthened me mm-hmm. instead of crippling me. So I always say, don't let your adversities be your downfall. Let it be your stepping stone. Let it be something that'll build you up to be able to help other people in your community. And my adversities as being homeless in Ward 1 built my confidence up as a Black woman, built my confidence up as a single mother, to be able to look back in my community and say, I think I can give them some ideas to help them along the way as I groomed and helped myself.
Well, whatever you feel comfortable talking about this, please do. I mean, how do you believe you got in this situation? How did that result to where you got into the situation? You were homeless, but then what did you do to get yourself out of
that? Well, what I did, I just kept being positive. Mm-hmm. I had kids, so what could I do to help me better myself as a mother? So I just continued going to school. Bill Bader, he was like, my daddy, he was like making sure I was going to go to school no matter what. I graduated with my class. I never gave up. I never quit school. I kept on grinding. I built my home in Ward 1 at the age of 19. Hmm. So I just kept going and kept motivating myself. See, sometimes you got to have self-motivation. And I just kept motivating myself. And my words that I always say, never give up, never quit. Just keep going. Just keep going. And as of this day, my adversity then land me to have my own business, two businesses. I've graduated from a university, Delhi University of Cosmetology, advanced training. I graduated from that, never went to cosmetology school, but I graduated from a university. And I was the vice president of my class. So in my lifetime, it's always been my leadership skills have kept me going as a good leader and a foundation in my community. So I know that could be great for the people that are around me.
Again, Jacqueline Bridges, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program, 678-601-8255, the phone number, 678-601-TALK. And, of course, we are streaming live on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. So questions and comments, please feel free to post those up there. And I'll look at them during the break, assuming the battery does not die on my phone. It's about 21 minutes before 9 o'clock on this wet Monday. We'll take our first break and come back with more Community Voice, brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy, here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3.
A well-rounded education includes much more than just academics. At Oak Mountain Academy, we encourage our students to find their niche in any of our 42 co-curricular opportunities. Over the past 5 years, we have brought home 5 state and 20 regional athletic titles. Our one-act play and literary teams continuously compete at the region and state level, and our academic teams bring home first place more than not. We are warriors creating legacies. To learn more, visit oakmountain.us.
At Tanner, we care about your health, so please wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially before eating, after bathroom breaks, blowing your nose, and after coughing or sneezing. If soap and water aren't available, use a hand sanitizer. Avoid touching your face with unwashed hands. Clean and disinfect surfaces and objects often. Cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue or the crook of your elbow. Avoid people who are sick, and stay home when you are sick, except to get medical care. See more ways to stay well online at Tanner.org.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice Program, News Talk 1330, FM 106.3. I'm Colin Worthington. Our guest this morning is Jacqueline Elaine Bridges. She's one of three candidates seeking to fill the remaining term on the Ward 1 seat here in the city of Carrollton, just about 20 minutes before 9 o'clock. Again, encourage your phone calls, 678-601-8255, 678-601-TALK, and, of course, on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. Lori Edmondson-Bell, she says she's watching. And James Camp is watching us. He says, so how is the city going to enforce that six-foot rule? Do you support CPD detaining people to check and make sure they are deserving the six-foot rule? Do you not see this as a violation of civil rights?
Well, we don't want to break any rules, that's for sure. And we want to make sure whatever the laws are, as far as our government, locally and statewide, that we want to do what we need to do to follow the rules.
Mm-hmm. And not just the guidelines. It seems that people weren't listening to the guidelines as much. But now, perhaps now, they're starting to pick that up a little bit, just because we are having this conversation. People are debating their rights and that, so that might be bringing a little bit of attention to that. How would you involve local residents in Ward 1 in your decision making and process when there's an issue coming up, and perhaps you know about it 2 months before city council will actually vote on it? How would you involve your constituents before you made a decision?
I would try to reach out to them, but as of now, we can't really get that close to people, so I would try to do a live Facebook post to try to get people's attention and let them know I'm here for them as a candidate and as a leader in this community to get them the information that they need to keep them safe. Because like you said, some people not aware of everything that's going on, and they need to be aware of everything going on in our city as well as the residents in the area that we are in. They need to know.
Yeah, the communication is really important
right now.
And getting
from
sources.
Success.
Yeah, getting the sources that you trust. Stick with that information.
Yes.
Because boy, battling those, it seems like half the issue at this point.
Oh yeah.
Where did you grow up in Carroll County? In Carrollton?
I did. I grew up in Ward 1 actually.
Did you? Okay. So you go to school at Carrollton High?
I went to Central High School.
Okay.
I graduated in 1987. Central High School.
Who do you remember your most influential teachers?
All of them.
I like to bring that up just because I know people in this area. I mean, the attachment to people when they're growing up, and if you can maybe touch on some of those people, they may have those similar memories.
Bill Bailey was a hero to me. He made sure that I got what I needed. Chris Criswell was also a great leader, a role model in my life. Anita Barnes, she was also a great teacher role model in my life, because once they all realized that I was homeless, all of them reached out to me and they helped me and they kind of guided me and kind of led me a little bit along the way as I was going through, you know, my teens years.
What are some of the best services that the city of Carrollton does offer? Obviously, city of Carrollton did not offer the Boys and Girls Club. That's in the Carroll County, and it comes from the state, and they're leaving, unfortunately.
Right,
they've got just not enough participation.
Right.
What are the best services provided by the city that you take notice? And do you see a replacement that the city could be part of for that Boys and Girls Club?
I'm very excited to say that. You know, we had a pregnancy resource center, for teen pregnancy, kind of guide them and stir them along, along the way. We have different programs, like as far as feeding people in the community, like the Open Hands Ministry. I love Open Hands Ministry. That was one of the things I volunteered. I love volunteering and helping people in the community. The soup kitchen is also another great tool to help feed the people and getting the stuff that they need. That's also good because, as I grew up, and I didn't really realize those programs was in Carroll County, but there's so many programs in Carroll County to help the citizens. And we just got to learn more about the programs so they can be used effectively.
Do you think that all of the wards within Carrollton are treated the same, whether it be with, improvements or, the response of their representative?
I think think to a certain degree we are all treated equal, because you know you can't respond to things that you don't know. A lot of times you got to expose yourself to things to know how to react to them. I should say that, because if I don't know what's going on, how can I react to it? And to be fair about it, we should all think about what do we need in our wards, what do we need in our communities, you know. But you should give the community the opportunity to voice their opinion. Because what I want to do is to for Ward 1 is, what are your thoughts? What are your comments as far as your ward? What do you want to see your ward look like? You know, I don't want it to be all about just me making a decision. What do you want to see your ward look like? Have a conversation with your candidate.
Have you had any conversations yet? Have you been able to do that at this point?
I haven't really had a whole lot of conversations yet, because my plan was to have a meet and greet. And my meet and greet is to put a suggestion box and to have my box set up where all the ones that's coming to the meet and greet have a conversation with your candidate so they can tell me what they thoughts, what are their comments, what are they seeking, what are they looking for. Because, you know, people always talking about not being fair. You know, give them the opportunity to let me know what they want to see and what they want to know about.
So what's the plan now? How are you going to campaign?
I think I'm going to navigate a little bit, but with caution. You know, like I say, you know, start doing live posts. Give them the opportunity to give me feedback through Facebook Live. You know, I don't do a whole lot of live posts, but I'm going to have to
now. You may have to start.
That's right. I'm going to have to.
Starting with this one.
Starting with this one.
This one's got you on, and you can, Jack.
So I'm excited. You know, I'm excited about it. So I think I'm going to get a lot of good feedback. And I think I'm going to get a lot of comments, too, because people want to know what you think they want to know, or vice versa.
How many people voted in the last Ward 1 City Council election?
I say about 200
in total. Yeah.
It's always kind of low in numbers, but I'm expecting a good turnout this time. That's my whole perspective.
Well, that's a good and positive, and I'd hope so.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay positive. Through it all, I'm going to stay positive, and we're going to have a good turnout.
And people can request ballots, right, be mailed to them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you probably encourage. Because I mean, I think a lot of people will still be hesitant, even if this is clear in 2 weeks or clear-ish in 2 weeks, people will still be hesitant.
Everybody going to be hesitant right now, but we still got to continue to stay positive, you know, in a time like this.
And at this point, we believe Election Day will be is it May the 19th?
May 19th.
And early voting will be about 3 weeks before that point.
So it's gonna turn out good.
Jacqueline, a positive Jacqueline Elaine Bridges, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. Questions and comments, you can call us at 678-601-8255, 678-601-TALK, or you can post your comments and questions on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. See a lot of my Facebook friends. I can see when they're watching. A lot of people tuning in this morning, so we do appreciate you guys tuning in for this program. Not a lot of questions or comments, though, coming through at this point. How important is diversity for Carrollton City Council?
I think it's very important, because, you know, we are a diverse community, and that's very important, and because everybody got to be able to relate with one another and dealing with people on the level that they're on. Everybody's not on the same level, and that's okay. We just got to deal with them on the level that they on, as far as diverse in the community.
Are there different issues? Do you think that somebody living in Ward 1 would have a different perspective, perhaps, than somebody living in, this is a random ward, I don't even know who's on it, but let me say Ward 2 or Ward 3. Is there a different perspective on the city, maybe?
Could be. You know, they're just the bridges we got to cross when we get to them, but could be. But I think it's something that we can deal with, it being a diverse community. Mm. I think communication is key to success. Anytime you can communicate and get the job done, I'm for it.
Jacqueline Bridges, our guest on this morning's Community Voice, one of three candidates vying for that open Ward 1 seat on Carrollton City Council. And the other two candidates we've had on the program previous, do encourage you to go back in our archive of Community Voice programs. It'll be an audio version on the NewsTalk1330.com website. You can click on the archives and see that, or you can go to the NewsTalk1330 Facebook page and go back and see our previous interviews with Danielle Fluck and Rodney Ridley. I believe Danielle was last week, and Rodney was the week before that. So you have to scroll back. And I do encourage you to do that, to compare your candidates. We'll take our final break here and come back and wrap up the final 10 minutes of our program here at Jacqueline Bridges Community Voice, brought to you by Oak Mountain Academy, Tanner Health System, Newstalk 1330, FM 106.3.
At Tanner, we care about your health, so please wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially before eating, after bathroom breaks, blowing your nose, and after coughing or sneezing. If soap and water aren't available, use a hand sanitizer. Avoid touching your face with unwashed hands. Clean and disinfect surfaces and objects often. Cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue or the crook of your elbow. Avoid people who are sick, and stay home when you are sick, except to get medical care. See more ways to stay well online at Tanner.org.
As a graduate of Oak Mountain Academy, I've found that my experience on the mountain prepared me beyond all expectations. As a junior at Auburn University, I approached my studies with great confidence thanks to what I learned at OMA. When I think back on my time on the mountain, I think of my teachers. Their genuine love and concern for me as a student was always evident. And now, as an adult, I still foster those relationships. I'm Carly Robinson, an Oak Mountain Academy alum. Visit oakmountain.us to see how you can offer your child an amazing opportunity to be a warrior.
.851 Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice program here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. Also streaming live on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. Looking for questions on there. Somebody asking a question, not regarding our guest this morning, but having to do with the discussion of the 11 people cluster where the COVID virus was confirmed. And I'll tell you, the person who asked that question, that is just a rumor, and I believe that Carrollton City officials have said, I mean, the 11 cluster is not a rumor, but the location that everybody is suggesting, that it was a local eater, that is incorrect. State public officials have asked that it just not be shared at this time for numerous reasons. It's part of the protocol, so they're not going to share it, but it is not this local eatery that did take a slamming this weekend, unfortunately, on social media. A lot of people just immediately jumping to that and saw the where the owner of that eatery came out, but that's been confirmed by Carrollton City officials. It is not that local eatery where that incident did happen, where the cluster originated. Our guest this morning is Jacqueline Bridges, one of three candidates running for the Ward 1 City Council seat here in the city of Carrollton. And we do appreciate you came out this morning to talk with us as we keep our social distance, but yes. Definitely having a fine conversation here. What do you see as the role of council person overall? Are you a leader? Are you a representative? What do you see yourself doing on a daily basis as a city council person?
I see myself on a daily basis being a role model. I see myself being a leader in the community, and I see myself being out front and being well equipped to do the things that I need to do as a city council for my city. And I'm not afraid to stand up and do it. That's why I'm out here this morning, to stand up for what I believe in as a leader, as a strong candidate, and I'm ready to do what I have to do for my city.
Do you see this as a 24/7 job? I mean, you're a professional. You have a job. Do you see? Do you commit 24/7, or do you have to set a boundary and say, "Let me. I'm going to devote this much time. I'll get back to you when I can with my own thing." Or
no, I don't want to get back then when I can. I want to be able to address the issues right then, because even though I'm a professional, I consider myself, when I take a responsibility to do a job, I put myself full force in that job. And I'm going to be the city council that they ain't got to hunt me down to find me. When they need something, I want to be right there for them.
Would you make your phone number available publicly, whether on Facebook or on the city website? Lori Bell commented, you and I had talked about the Boys and Girls Club just for a second. She did say, how would you help to replace the service for that children since we no longer have that Boys and Girls Club?
How I would address that is I will be seeking more programs for the kids. I know we do have an adolescent program that we have, but it's from 6th grade to 12th grade. And I want to look more into it to make that program better. Because if they're taking away something, you got to put something back to replace it. And I'm going to be seeking different programs to replace it, because we got to think about the education of our kids, parents' work. We got to figure out what these kids going to do if they don't have anywhere to go. So I am going to be seeking to find something to replace that. And I'm thinking about which way I'm going to go with that as we speak.
Part of your job is would be to approve a budget for the city of Carrollton every year. Would you ever be in favor of taxpayer money going to support a nonprofit for the city of Carrollton?
It just depends on what it would be.
Mm-hmm. Do you have an example of what one you would support?
Anything that would help the kids would be a great program to put the tax money toward, because it'll be helping the kids. I'm trying to think of something for an example. Something that don't have nothing to do with the kids as far as their education-wise, I wouldn't too much suggest that.
Mm. Jacqueline Bridges, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. Got about 4 minutes left in the show, so if you do want to get a question or comment in, I'll give you one more chance on the phone here, 678-601-8255. 678-601-TALK. And, of course, we'll have the Facebook page. I'll try and look here one last time, but still need to give her enough time to answer that. We got about 4 minutes left in the show, as I said. If I, you know, if I'm meeting you out on the street again, we can't shake hands. We'll keep our distance. But I'm saying, hey, Jacqueline, why am I gonna vote for you when I go to the polls here next week or next month?
I would say if I would want somebody to vote for me, vote for someone who's stern. Vote for someone that's a leader. Vote for someone that got some type of a leadership experience, and vote for someone that's been through something from their life experience to be able to encourage someone else in their community.
Are you generally supportive of how the city operates at this point?
I am.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Jacqueline, I do appreciate you coming out this morning. And we appreciate everybody tuning in on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page, and also listening to us on the radio, News Talk 1330 and FM 106.3. Jacqueline is the third of the three candidates who did qualify. And it was just this month, wasn't it? It was just the beginning of March qualifying was? So you guys had a three-day period. And again, Jacqueline, one of three candidates. We're going to put this entire program up on our website at newstalk1330.com just a little bit after 9 o'clock. So if you missed any of it, you can go back there and have a listen to it. Or the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. It'll be posted up there for eternity. So you can share that on your campaign website and things like that. Again, other two candidates, Danielle Fluck, she is a fiscal policy analyst for the state of Georgia. That interview is up on the Facebook page and on the newstalk1330.com. And Rodney Ridley in grocery store management, he is the other candidate. So we do appreciate you tuning in, and we hope that you guys got a good bit of information to meet these candidates by tuning into these programs. Anything else you want to say? You want to say hi to somebody before we leave? You said you had kids.
Yes, I got three beautiful children. I got two daughters and a son, and I got four granddaughters, and they are awesome.
Granddaughters.
Yes, four granddaughters. No boys, just girls.
Well, I had some grandkids at all, so I wouldn't have thunk that.
So I got a house full of girls.
Well, congratulations
on that. Thank you. All right. I just want to say to my city, I'm looking forward to working with the city of Carroll County, and I'm looking forward to being the next city council for Ward 1. Oh. And I'm looking forward to working with everybody in the city of Carroll County that's going to be working with me.
All right. Well, again, thank you for coming out this morning. We are expecting on our station, you're going to hear about the COVID-19 virus and how the county and the local cities are dealing with that. You're going to hear that plenty today and tomorrow and for the next several days to come. So I appreciate you counting on us to keep you updated on that. We have local news at the top of every hour here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. And we'll interrupt our other stations, the other five, I believe it's five, right? We'll interrupt during the day with local news that we want to get out to you. KISS 102.7, B92 Country, King Country, Great Classics 98.9, and Rejoice. So thanks for tuning in this morning, and stay tuned now for national headlines. Again, local news at 9:02. Glenn Beck is on the air, then Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. Stay dry, everybody, and stay healthy. Stay safe. Have a great Monday.